Hello everyone, welcome to TSG Podcast. I am your girl, Georgia Timuni. I am so happy to be here today. Also, I just wanted to thank you guys for the love and support. Honestly, it has been so real. It's been amazing these past few months. I did start the podcast in the month of October. I think I took a really long break of like a month or two that I didn't post anything, but I came back in January, like mid or end of January. But so far it has been such a great journey, honestly. The messages, the testimonies, the reviews with every episode, every guest that I have received on this podcast has been a blessing. So thank you guys again for your support, for your love, for your prayers, for your wishes. Everything is so appreciated. And for my guests that also took their time to come and share the word, share their testimony, share their knowledge and wisdom and impact us all, thank you guys so much. If you're listening to this, God bless you so much. So today it's just me, okay? I normally do have guests, but today the Lord put something in my heart and I wanted to share it with you guys. We are almost at the end of our season one, 10 episodes for season one. So now we are, actually episode 7 just came out, and now we have about 3 episodes to put out, and then we will go. We're gonna take a break, actually. I don't know for how long, but we're gonna take a little break and then come back with season 2. Now, season 2 is my absolute favorite. I am so happy that the Lord had put this vision in my heart, because it brings me joy. It brings me happiness, and I'm so excited. Season 2 will be on YouTube. So if you are listening right now, run quickly to YouTube and type TSG podcast TV. You're gonna see the picture there. It's me. Subscribe and tell your friends, share to your family, because season 2 will be on video. You will be able to interact with us as well. You'll be able to see us, our beautiful faces, and the beautiful faces of my guests. We're just gonna get deeper, actually. Season 2 will be a season of raw. We're gonna really go deep into the things that are taboo. Like, we're gonna talk about forgiveness, we're gonna talk about unforgiveness, we're gonna talk about our relationship, we'll go deeper in our relationship with Christ. There's one episode that I was actually working on today, which will be either the second or first episode. The title is "I Want to Be Holy," but just to be able to have a conversation with my guests and you guys on how, you know, it's not easy to walk to go through this walk of faith with all these things going on around us. So we're gonna share about things like that. We're gonna share about heartbreaks, all of that good stuff. I'll save it for you guys to find out. So that's what's gonna happen on season 2 of TSG podcast. Also, oh my God, I am so happy that we finally have a magazine. The Lord put this in my heart a long time ago, actually, but I don't know, I didn't know how to start. I started first doing it on my own, and then just 2 weeks ago the Lord opened the door, and then there was a person that actually works with the magazine contacted me, and then wow, it was amazing. So the magazine is coming out in August, and we're talking about everything basically that we spoke about on season one. If you have a business, also I will be with featuring Christian entrepreneurs. So if you know someone that has a business, you can always contact me and we will feature them on magazine. If you have a testimony with the Lord, if you have if the Lord has had healed you from something, anything, contact us and you want to share it to encourage somebody, you can let us know. We will also feature that on the magazine. So for the magazine, there will also be a brunch event for the launching of the magazine, and also just to get to see my TSG podcast face to face, have some cocktail mocktail, let's say, and share the word. And I'm still working on the whole event. I don't know how it's gonna be, but I feel in my heart that it will be amazing. So you don't want to miss that. But that's it for the announcements of the events that we have with TSG so far. And there's plenty more surprises, actually. I will have some giveaways for Bibles. We're going to go out this summer and visit homeless. We're going to actually go to women's shelters and do some good stuff. You know, we have to get out there and get the word out. So I'm excited for all these things. And if ever you feel like you want to be a part of it, please send me a message and we will definitely work together to bring out the word and to spread the gospel as the Lord, our Savior, told us to. I think that's pretty much all. And like I was saying, the Lord put something in my heart and I wanted to share with you guys. It's actually something that I preached in my local church. And it was coming back to me this whole weekend. I didn't know why. I was listening to many podcasts. I was listening to some preachings and I was studying the word. And that verse kept coming back to me. With you guys. So we are actually in the book of Luke 17:32, when the Lord Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he said to them, remember Lot's wife. Why would he say that? I mean, if you're having a conversation with someone and then you tell them, remember this, you want that person to remember that specific thing so that they either do it or don't do it, or don't repeat the same thing, right? And so I went back again. I read the whole story of Lot. For some of you that don't know, Lot was actually Abraham's nephew, Abraham in the Bible. But they separated. Lot went his way because his servants and Abraham's servants were not getting along. So he went to Sodom and then Abraham stayed where he was. The Lord decided to destroy the city of Sodom where Lot was. And he sent angels to go to Lot and take him out of Sodom because he was going to destroy the city. Because Lot was Abraham's nephew. And the Lord had a specific type of relationship with Abraham. And so he wanted to save his family as well. And that's when I would also say that it's very important for us to develop a relationship with God. It's important for us to develop an intimacy with God. We don't know what God can do. So it's very important for us to always keep our family members in prayer and to also have a personal relationship with God. We cannot be Christians that only pray when it's time to go to church or when you go to church. You have to be able to have a time, a specific time of a day where you pray, you speak to your Heavenly Father and begin to develop that relationship. And a lot can happen in that relationship. You know, fall in love with Christ again, and I promise you, only good can come out of it. So anyway, so Lot, the angels came in and told him to get out of the city, to take his wife and his daughter to get out of the city. The story is so long. You can read it. It's in the book of Genesis. You can read the whole chapter 19, actually. That's the whole story. You can read that and have a better understanding. But basically, they told him to leave. They told him to leave, and the angels of the Lord told him, when you're going, do not look. And as they were leaving and the Lord was destroying the city, Lot's wife turned back and looked at the city, and she froze there up until this day. She became a statue of salt. Now, when the Lord is saying that, do not remember Lot's wife, it's because of the disobedience. the Lord was speaking to me a lot about disobedience or obedience. Oftentimes, we think that because God had shown us mercy, we think that He will continue doing it. Or we think that we are His favorites, that because He saved me from a certain situation, I get a free pass on the next situation. It's not like that. You have to obey God's word. If God says don't masturbate, don't masturbate. God says don't go to bars and don't assault, don't lie, don't do it. And it's even dangerous when the Lord speaks to you about the situation to a way where you know it is God who spoke. You get to a mess where you shouldn't have been in that position in the first place, because God spoke to you and He said, don't do a certain thing. And when I thought about this, I thought about Lot's wife, and I said, she found favor. She was favored. The Bible says the whole city was destroyed, even the grass, nothing of that city remained. The Lord was so angry that the sin of this people had gone to Him. It was too much. The Bible says the outcry. What was it? Actually, it's on Genesis 19, verse 13. Actually, the angels of the Lord are telling Lot, they said, for we will destroy this place because the outcry against them had grown great before the face of the Lord. And when you read the story, you will see even the level of sin, the level of homosexuality, the level of sexual immorality in that city was so great that when they saw the men of the city, when they saw those angels coming into Lot's house, they surrounded the house and they wanted to sleep with these men that were angels. They came, like the whole nation, like not the whole nation, but like the whole city, men, not women. They said it's specified men came and they wanted to knock the door down because, you know, they want to sleep with these men. And that just works something, like it just makes me think that these people, this whole city, have slept with each other. They have committed sin with each other to a point where when they see someone new, they have to absolutely lay with them. They said men young and old. So there was no age. That it became so bad that the Lord was determined to kill and to destroy the whole city. But Lot found favor in the Lord's sight. And that's some of us. The Lord delivers us from masturbation. And we think that, okay, because the Lord delivered me from masturbation, I can go ahead and lie. Yes, we say He's a merciful God. He's slow in anger. But it doesn't give you the right to still continue to disrespect God. It doesn't give you the right to still be rebellious and continue living a life of sin. I always say we are saved by grace. But the rules and commandments and order that comes with the same grace is something else. Surely we are saved by grace. It's the grace of God that saves us. And here in the book of Lot, in the book of Genesis, we see that Lot found favor. He found grace. But he had to go, or his wife had to go, by the rules and commandments and orders of God. When you disobey in the rules and the commandments and the orders of God, you perish. You perish. To look back, it was because she was attached. She was entangled with the things that she left in Sodom. She was attached to those things. That's why she looked back. Obedience is far more better than the sacrifice. You can make all the sacrifice for God today. But if you don't obey God, you will perish. Lot's wife represents the church that has backslided. Lot's wife represents the lukewarm church. The Lord actually, I think it's the book of Revelation something, the Lord Jesus rebuked the church, the Laodicean church. He said, "I know your works. You are neither cold." He says that to them. Lot's wife represents you and I. We were saved by grace. Jesus went on the cross and died for you and I. He did all that he could do on his part. He shed his blood. Everything that the Lord Jesus did had a purpose behind it, so that you and I could go at the feet of the Lord today and cry for mercy, and we will find mercy. Cry for provision. We will get provision. Cry for salvation. We will get salvation, but we have backslided. We thought that because we are saved, now we can do anything. That's the church of today I see on social media and everywhere else. This week I was scrolling on the internet and I saw this pastor. He said, "I am a gay pastor. And I am proud to be a gay pastor because Jesus died for me. And he said, I'm wonderfully made." Something like that. Basically, she's saying that God supports who he is or who he says he is. That's Lot's wife that the Lord is saying. Remember Lot's wife. It's a warning that the Lord is telling us today. Remember Lot's wife. For you are not to do what she did. That's the word of the Lord actually. You are not to do, that's what I feel in my heart. You are not to do what Lot's wife did. For you will perish. We got so comfortable. We know that Jesus has already shed his blood. And now everything else we can do because we are saved by grace. Grace is also different. It's also dangerous. You don't play with the grace of God. You don't get used to the things of God. And that's why every single time I get a chance to share the word with somebody, I always say that sometimes we are too used to serving God. We are too used to going to church. And some of us who serve on the altar, we are so used to every single Sunday, the routine of the service. We are used to it. But we don't acknowledge anymore the grace of God. We don't acknowledge that every single time that we come in his presence, we must reverence him. We must honor him. Not every day is the same. We can never get used to God. When we start playing church, that's when we start backsliding. Lot was told to go to the mountain. The angels of the Lord told him, go to the mountain. And today the Lord is also telling you, go to the mountain. I want you in my presence. I want to develop a relationship with you. I want you to be with me. I want to enjoy your presence. I want to talk to you the same way that you like to talk to your friends, the same way the Lord wants to talk to you. There's a lot of things that the Lord wants to do with you. He wants to share those with you. He's calling you to the mountain. He's telling you, there's my presence in the mountain. there's security in the mountain, because they told him, go in the mountains lest you perish. So there is security in the mountain. The whole city was supposed to be destroyed, but if you go to the mountain, you will be saved. There is provision in the mountain. They're telling him, go to the mountain, go to the mountain. He did not understand that. And we'd see at the end, he didn't even go to the mountains. And also, something bad happened because he didn't obey God. If you read the whole story of Lot, you will see that at the end of the day, his two daughters slept with him because he didn't obey. Already his wife turned into a statue of salt, and he goes somewhere where he was told to go somewhere else, and then he went somewhere else. He went to hide or to refuge. He went for refuge into a city where it was also supposed to be destroyed. It's sad because sometimes when I think about it, I realize how much God loves us so much that he tries in every way possible to save us. But we don't understand that. We don't grasp the idea of being saved by grace. We take it into another definition. We see it differently. And that's what's killing this generation. We are so taken by the trends. We want soft life. We want soft life and all that. But what is it? What is it? Like, what's the purpose? Is it for our eternity? Would we see God if we forsake God and go to these things of the world? We want to be comfortable. We want to feel good. We want to serve God and still play music of the world. We want to stay serve God but still stay in sexual immorality. We want to serve God, but we are dying with unforgiveness. We want to serve God, but we are not pleasing unto Him. We want to please our flesh. We don't want to please God. But God is so merciful. And he's telling you today, leave Sodom behind. Leave Sodom behind. Remember Lot's wife. For you are not to do the same thing that she did. Leave everything behind. I will provide for you. Even when you don't see things going the way you wanted it to go, just trust God, trust me, and I will take care of everything. Sometimes we say, I don't know how to pray. Prayer is a conversation. When I first came to Christ, I didn't know how to pray, and I remember we would have prayer sessions with my choir team. I would literally go to YouTube and get prayer subject. Not prayer subject, but like if they tell us to call upon the Spirit of God, I would go on YouTube, on Google, and write prayer about the Spirit of God, prayer about the Holy Spirit. And I would repeat what someone else wrote, like someone else's message. That's how bad it was. Until one day, I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, okay. Like, it was too much. I was going through depression. It was just, I just felt like I don't know how to explain it. I just didn't feel like myself. I just wanted to end life. But I knew that I was in Christ. I knew if I had committed suicide, I would go to hell. But I had to deal with it. I had to deal with whatever feelings I was feeling. And so I just took a chair. I'm like, God, sit down. Let's talk. And I was just talking as I'm talking to you. I was just explaining to him my feelings, explaining to him my anger, explaining my sadness. And I remember one day I said, God, if you want to take me, just stay. I was so desperate. And the more I kept doing those sessions of prayer or of conversation, I would call it at the time, I would feel so much peace. I remember this one day, I hadn't even started. I didn't even say anything yet. And I just felt his presence was so real. It was so tangible. And I couldn't take it anymore. I started sobbing. And I felt his presence. And that presence just led me right to sleep. And I slept. I felt so good. My sleep was so peaceful. I felt peace that men cannot give. I felt peace that I've searched all over. I've searched for that peace with alcohol. I've searched for that peace with men. I've searched for that peace in friendship, in everything, in my clothing and shopping. I've searched for that peace in food. All these things that wherever I went looking for this peace, I couldn't find it. And it was an unexplainable type of peace that I felt in my heart. And I just started crying and I fell asleep. When I woke up in the morning, I had so much joy. I even woke up early. I had time to make breakfast and I showered and I took care of myself and I went to work. I was just so happy. But that can only happen when you begin to have a personal, a one-on-one relationship, a one-on-one conversation, an intimacy with Christ. And when that happens, the Holy Spirit begins to open your mind. He opens your eyes. He opens your ears. He begins to talk to you. I remember at the time I had just graduated from college and I had just discovered makeup, y'all. And so every opportunity that I get to put on makeup, I would just go ahead and put my eyeshadow like blue, red, whatever. And at that time, the Holy Spirit started speaking to me. When you go to church, you don't have to put so much eyeshadow. It might seem like nothing, but it was just something that convinced me. And it was at that period of my life where the Holy Spirit began to inspire me things that, you know, it might be not important to you, but he began to inspire me of how I should do my hair, what's the style, how I should dress, you know, things like that. The Holy Spirit began to speak to me. He began to heal me with the unforgiveness. He began to heal me with he began to restore actually my relationship with my dad, my relationship with the people that I had conflicts with. He healed me. It wasn't a one day work. It was years in the making. It was like 2-3 years he was working on. Every single day. And it did come time where I ignored his voice, yes, because I just decided to ignore it. But I would pay it later on. But when I continued on, I began to really make a difference between God's voice and my voice, God's demands and my demands. Life was just getting better. I never saw any therapist. I never saw any doctors for my depression. I was in depression for 3 years. The Holy Spirit healed me from that depression. And he's telling you the same thing today. I can heal you from that depression. I can heal you from whatever that you are feeling within you. I can heal you. I am the God that heals. I can deliver you. I am the God that delivers. What is that situation that you are going through right now that you think is too big for God? He's the same God that raised Lazarus from death. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. The Lord went and resurrected Lazarus. What is that situation that you think is too big? He was able to part the Red Sea in half so that the children of Israel can go through and be delivered from the hands of the Egyptians. What is that Red Sea in front of you that is so big? It's so big and it's bigger than you, and you think it's impossible for God to do it. Like, it's impossible for Him to do it. But the Bible says, where our knowledge, where our thoughts, where we stop, that's where actually the wisdom of God begins. That's where God begins. What is that situation that you think is too big, it's too hard, too difficult, it's impossible? The Bible says that nothing is impossible to God. Absolutely nothing. If He was able to create the heavens and earth, the whole universe, He is able to deliver you from whatever that you are going through right now. Name it. I just dare you to take a 20 days time in prayer. Like, make a challenge. If you want to make 7 days with God, 10 days, 30 days, 40 days, whatever, consecrate yourself and go into this time of prayer and see if God is not who He says He is. The Holy Spirit is saying that because of the blood of Jesus, because of the covenant that Jesus made at the cross, you are free today. Because of the blood that was shed on the cross, when He shed the blood on the cross, you and I, we became sons and daughters. We became His brothers and sisters. We became His family. We are now called His own. And so He will not leave you. The Bible says He will not leave you nor forsake you. He's there. He's always faithful. He's after His words to bring it to pass. He's not a man that He should lie. He doesn't lie. My God, the God that I know, the God of the Bible, He never lies. If you have experienced heartbreak, men will break your heart always. But He doesn't. Sometimes you think that it's taking too long. But it's taking too long. It's to perfect everything. It's for his glory. He doesn't do things so that people can magnify and lift you up and exalt you. No, He does things for His glory. And because He does things for His glory, it has to be spotless. If that demands to take a little bit more time, it will take a little bit more time so that when it is done, when He says it is done, it is perfectly done and the glory goes back to Him alone. So today, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Don't walk in disobedience of God. Do not walk in envy of the things of the world. Do not walk in lust. Leave everything behind you. Things that do not walk according to the word of God, leave it behind, because there's better coming. I love the story of Joshua. Joshua, when they had to walk around the walls of Jericho, he said to his people, he said, what did he say again? I think, okay, let's go. Let's actually go in the book of Joshua. I want to read it. I don't want to say things that don't make sense. Joshua, yes, it's Joshua chapter 3 and verse 5 actually. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you. You see, now before the Lord does something, every time that the glory of God has to be manifest, you have to do something. You have to prepare for it. Here's the children of Israel were about to witness the biggest miracle, one of the biggest miracles again, because they've seen miracles. And Joshua told them that you must sanctify yourselves. And that's what the Lord is telling you today. He wants to deliver you from that situation. He wants to give you life in abundance. He wants to bless the works of your hands. He wants to extend you. He wants to multiply you. He wants to bless you. He wants to rejoice your heart. But first, you must sanctify yourself. You must remember Lot's wife. You must leave everything behind you and trust him and sanctify and prepare yourself for your miracle. I love Pastor Nathaniel Basse when he did his Hallelujah Challenge. He says, dress like your miracles. I saw people coming in with a wedding gown. I don't know where they got it from, but they came with the wedding gown because they dressed like the miracles. So remember, prepare for your miracle is coming. Prepare because you're about to reap. Prepare for the season, the how do you call that in French? The harvest. But you have to sanctify yourself. You have to remember Lot's wife. Leave everything behind you so that you can live, you can see the glory of God. This was amazing. Honestly, if I continue here, we will spend 3 hours. It was good. I just wanted to share this with you guys because it was like boiling in my heart and I had to absolutely do that. Thank you again, guys. If this word had blessed you, please don't hesitate to send me a message. I know that God has begun a work in us that will go from nation to nation. We will bring revival. We are living the end times and we want to be a part of the revival. However the Lord wants me to do this, however the Lord wants me to deliver or to do things to be a part of the revival, we will be there. So share this episode and remember, God is with you and he will never leave you nor forsake you, and greater is coming. But first, remember Lot's wife. God bless you guys and I'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.